New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
All right. How you guys doing? Welcome over here. Hey, this is video number three of the day. We've been trying to pump out so much stuff for you guys on this thing as it's ever changing. We all know that Biden put out a thing a couple hours ago, talking about more sanctions he was going to put on Russia, which I don't think they're really going to do much.
No, Biden admitted that they're not going to do much. He straight up said that it's going to take a month for him to basically feel this and for how he's going to react. And by a month's time frame, all of Ukraine is going to get taken over.
So
if they choose,
I've actually done you guys a favor. And when I'm saying that, what I mean by doing you guys a favor, I've actually gone through this entire thing. It's about a 30-minute speech. I've cut it down really, really, really condensed and put in the stuff that's actually prominent, because we know how Biden speaks. He really talks about nonsense. I mean, there was a little
painful.
It was really rough to listen to, and I didn't edit this in any sort of fashion to make him look dumb. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't edit in that quarter way, and I could have 100% done it, but I didn't have the time, and I don't think it really matters because I think the whole world knows who he is. So I'm just gonna play it. We're gonna talk about it, and we also got some stuff about China. I mean, this whole thing is getting a little bit interesting. I hope you guys just kind of enjoy it just a little bit.
This is a premeditated attack. Vladimir Putin has been planning this for months, as we've been saying all along. He moved more than 175,000 troops, military equipment, and positions along the Ukrainian border. He moved blood supplies into position and built a field hospital, which tells you all you need to know about his intentions all along.
Okay, so if we're talking about we knew about his intentions the entire time, why do we even let this thing happen? We don't want to talk about you want to put sanctions out there. You want to go ahead and just throw them out there? You know they're not going to do anything. You admit they're not going to do anything. Like, he did. 100%. He was admitting this entire time.
He admitted that he knew for a fact that Putin was going to do this.
And it takes
time. We've known
it
all along, and he was transparent, and he put it out there. And all we're going to do is throw out some crap sanctions.
Yeah, if he knew that the sanctions were going to take time, which you're going to hear him say, he's going to say, yes, we knew they're going to take time. They could take 2 weeks. They could take a month. Well, if you knew that, why didn't you start the sanctions 2 weeks ago?
Because he wanted action. He didn't want to. In Biden's defense, I think he didn't want to put out sanctions preemptively in order to give Putin another reason to act more militarily.
It wouldn't have changed anything.
It wouldn't have changed a damn thing.
It wouldn't
thing.
Have changed anything.
No, it wouldn't have.
Which is even crazy. So the reason why we're saying this, we could be sitting on the verge of what you would call World War III in a sense, is for the fact that you have China looking on at the exact same time. They're looking how strong we're sitting as a country, as a nation, because everybody can say this, we aren't the world police, but we are the most powerful country on planet Earth. We have a budget. Our budget is $750 billion a year just in military spending. That is three times the size of Russia.
Mm-hmm. No, we have a massive budget. That's just the budget that we make known publicly.
The amount of money that we spend behind the scenes on projects that no one even knows about is absolutely insane. The amount of money that did get funneled through when we were overseas, that we get funneled in briefcases you'd have to hand out. Like, I don't need that. Is that even on the – what is that? What is that even that
depends.
Money called?
Depends.
What is that money even called?
Depends on where it comes from and what you're allowed to spend it on.
Like, the amount of money that we actually have in the military is absolutely insane. I don't even know where we're going with this, but I'm going to let it keep going, and I'll let you guys have your take.
Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia. This is going to impose severe cost on the Russian economy, both immediately and over time. We have purposely designed these sanctions to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies.
Which, that impact on the United States is going to be severe.
The only severe impact would be petroleum.
Exactly. But petroleum affects everything about our market.
You know what would have really stopped it? If we didn't stop the Keystone, like if we didn't
why,
stop
why
the
we
pipeline,
pulled out of the Keystone pipeline.
What I'm saying, if we didn't stop that, there was no need to even stop that. If we were
for the first time in history, we were exporting more oil than we were importing before he did that. But our gas prices, dude, we're talking projections of over $100 a barrel. Over $100 a barrel.
No, and that's hit over 100 today.
It did.
It did hit
Bam.
Over 100.
There you go.
Today's actions, we've now sanctioned Russian banks that together hold around $1 trillion in assets. We've cut off Russia's largest bank, a bank that holds more than one-third of Russia's banking assets by itself. Cut it off from the U.S. financial system.
So did they cut off this banking system? The banks already knew it was coming. How much of the money do you think they actually moved out?
I don't know how much they moved out, but I know the United States just said it was like $1.3 trillion in total has been seized in Russian Russian money. So I want to say it was $1.3 trillion is what we're looking at.
Our forces are not and will not be engaged in the conflict with Russia in Ukraine. Our forces are not going to Europe to fight in Ukraine, but to defend our NATO allies and reassure those allies in the East. As I made crystal clear, the United States will defend every inch of NATO territory with the full force of American power.
So the big thing, he's saying that he's actually going to be helping over NATO, which is great. He's going to do that. He's going to send over 7,000 troops, which you guys are going to hear what he's going to end up doing. That's not a ton. That's a whole brigade worth of people, and they're sending over an armored brigade.
It's quite a bit. It's got a lot of power. It's got a lot of ass to it.
Not compared to 7,000 to 150,000.
I was going to say, not compared to what Russia has on the ground. No.
Okay, it's just a slight show of force. I know that he has deployed more fighters and more that kind of stuff over there. I do know that they're doing more patrols of that kind of stuff.
And I think the thing is, too, is that Putin's going to use that as an excuse for provocation.
Being provocative.
The U.S. is being provocative, and he's already said we're on the doorstep and we should, all this other crap, and he's going to say that we're being provocative.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But this aggression cannot go unanswered. If it did, the consequences for America would be much worse. America stands up to bullies. We stand up for freedom. This is who we are. Let me also repeat the warning I made last week. If Russia pursues cyber attacks against our companies, our critical infrastructure, we are prepared to respond.
We're prepared to respond.
More sanctions.
Look at how harshly we've responded so far. He's out there. He's bombing freaking civilians, dropping freaking everything. Like all the, not just in those areas that Russia declared to be their own sovereign territories. You know, Putin declared, Luhansk and Donetsk could be like their own sovereign territory. But we've now got Russian troops outside of Kiev. We have bombs being dropped on the western half of that country.
I'm looking at a map in my head right now. They've hit so many of targets outside
of what they declared. Now Putin stands back and Putin says, you know what?
Yeah.
You mess with us and we're going to fuck you up.
Which he did say that in the video that we posted earlier. That he literally said that.
Yeah. You mess with us, we're going to fuck you up. And meanwhile, our president's going, well, we'll defend NATO territory and we'll send an armor brigade over here that you can use. You know, like it's freaking sad.
And we're not the only ones that are actually projecting these worries. You guys are going to hear here in a second when the reporters come on and start asking him questions. He was given reporters to ask questions from. Like, you see Biden, he reads like somebody from Wall Street Journal. And then he goes off cue and he starts getting absolutely slaughtered.
Oh, yeah. Like, he is not getting softball questions anymore.
This chick,
like,
right here didn't give him a layup.
The media is getting tired of this crap because everybody knows how ridiculous it is. So the media is now starting to hammer this guy.
Which this girl right here does a pretty good job that he doesn't want to respond.
Sir, sanctions clearly have not been enough to deter Vladimir Putin to this point. What is going to stop him? How and when does this end? And do you see him trying to go beyond Ukraine? And a second question I'll just give to you now. This statement that he gave last night, the West will face consequences greater than any you have faced in history. Is he threatening a nuclear strike?
I have no idea what he's threatening. I know what he has done, number one. And number two, no one expected the sanctions to prevent anything from happening. This is going to take time, and we have to show resolve. So he knows what's coming. And so the people of Russia know what he's brought on them. That's what this is all about. This is going to take time. It's not going to occur. He's going to say, oh, my God, these sanctions are coming. I'm going to stand down. He's going to test the resolve of the West to see if we stay together. And we will. We will. And it will impose significant costs on him.
Will he go beyond Ukraine, sir? Do you see him going?
Yes.
Thank you.
See, he will not answer these questions. That's the other crazy part. You're going to see him through this interview. He will literally, there's one time, I think it's the next guy coming, he will not answer certain questions like that. Will he go beyond Ukraine? If he says that he goes beyond Ukraine, which that means now he's actually attacking NATO, which then would be a follow-up question. So if he does that, we're now in a situation of World War III.
Which is ridiculous because Biden knows exactly what he's doing. Biden stated it during his speech. He straight up said that Putin is looking to reestablish the Soviet Union. He said that.
Yes, he does. And he's going to say it again. Actually, he said it multiple times.
Right. So he knows that's what Putin's aim is. We've stated that before on here, that Putin wants to reestablish it. He knows that he's not going to stop. And so he is allowing this thing that's going to take over a month for them to feel this pain and everything else.
People are going to die in the next month.
And people are going to die because of his stupid decisions.
Did you underestimate Putin? And would you still describe him the way that you did in the summer as a worthy adversary?
At the time, he was, I made it clear, as an adversary, and I said he was worthy. I didn't underestimate him.
Yeah, he did.
And I've 100%. Read most of everything he's written. Did you read the, I'm not being a wise guy.
Don't want to be a wise guy.
You heard the speech he made, almost an hour's worth of speeches, why he was going into Ukraine. He has much larger ambitions in Ukraine. He wants to, in fact, reestablish the former Soviet Union.
Boom.
That's what this is about. And I think that his ambitions are completely contrary to the place where the rest of the world has arrived.
That's not me editing, by the way. There was multiple times throughout this thing where I was showing him, like, literally there's parts of Biden's, like, speaking where he'll take, like, a 15-second pause and just sit there.
He's got to think of how he's going to react to these questions, because they're actually tough questions for him.
And he's sitting there, and he's like...
Is his handler telling him?
He's trying to figure out.
There's somebody in the back, cease fire,
stop,
Biden, cease
stop,
fire.
Stop, get out of here.
Devastating sanctions are going to be as devastating as Russian missiles and bullets and tanks.
Yes. Russian bullets, missiles, and tanks in Ukraine. Yes, I am.
What?
Thank you, President Biden. If sanctions cannot stop President Putin, what penalty can?
I didn't say sanctions couldn't stop him.
Everybody else
You've
is.
Been
That's
talking
what
about the threat
is.
Of these sanctions for several weeks now.
Yes, but the threat of the sanctions and imposing the sanctions and seeing the effect of the sanctions are two different things.
She's like
two different things,
and like, we're now
going to, he's going to begin to see the effect of the sanctions.
Is he?
Right.
Yeah, and what will that do? How will that change his mindset here, given he's
because
attacking
Ukraine? Because
it will
so weaken his country that he'll have to make a very, very difficult choice as to whether to
he already made his choice.
Yeah,
he invaded the country, you freaking jackass.
And so, like, think about that. You have literally this. We're sitting here in Texas. You have people sitting in Washington, sitting in front of him, asking the same questions. Everyone in America is saying, hey, yeah, we get it. You're going to impose sanctions, but everybody understands it's not going to work. Literally, everybody that doesn't have purple or blue hair understands that the sanctions are not going to work.
I would think that round glasses people actually understand.
They
this.
Do. Yeah, the ones with the round glasses and the beards and the mustaches that are drinking the IPAs, they get it.
Yes.
But if you go too far and go to the purple and blue hair, they really think that the sanctions still may work. But this is not the way it works. Not when you're dealing with guys like this. Guy that literally former KGB doesn't give a about sanctions.
No.
Clearly.
No. You know, especially when he's not putting them on him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Calm yourself there, bud.
You said in recent weeks that big nations cannot bluff when it comes to something like this. You recently said that the idea of personally sanctioning President Putin was on the table. Is that a step that you're prepared to take? And if not...
It's not a bluff. It's on the table.
Okay, so
sanctioning President Putin?
Yes.
Why not sanction him today, sir?
Mr. President?
Valid.
Why not sanction him today,
sir? Oh, I'm going to ignore that.
Not only does he not ignore it, they make sure to shift the fucking camera off of her onto him, and he can be like, oh, we're not answering that one. Jimmy in the back.
Yeah. Why would you not do that?
Why wouldn't you just answer
like
the question?
What catalyst is like what further thing does Putin need to do?
Yeah, what does he need to do to make it? Hey, well, you know what?
Everybody
killed 10,000 people. Let's
everybody agrees he's
him.
Violated international law.
It's serious. It's a serious question. The reason why we're saying this is you look at this, and China is looking right now, and they have the same kind of thing they're going on with Taiwan. They're looking at us right now, and they're like, all right, so what's the United States going to do?
Nothing.
They're going to sanction Mr. Z? God, that's pretty
scary.
Yeah, no, they don't give a fuck either. They're watching right now trying to figure out exactly what they can get away with. At the same time this was happening, they were flying their shit over the top of Taiwan today.
Yeah.
About a week ago, they flew 39 aircraft into Taiwan air zone. 39. Imagine that. That's called probing. Mm. That's called like, hey, let's test how far we can enter. That's like they were just the tip and they would just pull out many of times.
Which is exactly what Russia was doing prior to this taking off.
And they got away with it.
And they got away with it.
Damn, corn pop.
No, we're going to stand up to bullies.
Today and said the impact it will have over time. But given the full-scale invasion, given that you're not pursuing disconnecting Russia from what's called SWIFT, the international banking system, or other sanctions at your disposal, respectfully, sir, what more are you waiting for?
Specifically, with the sanctions we've imposed exceed SWIFT. Yeah. The sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated 2/3 of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions. Let's have a conversation in another month or so to see if they're working.
See why in the world do we have to wait another month?
There's no point.
Why? Do you know how many people are going to die between now and 30 days from now because of these sanctions that we want to wait
on? I'll use his words. An unprecedented amount of people for somebody that violated international law.
He did. He actually, that's exactly what he said. Man, this is good. Here's, you want to keep going? Here we go.
Are you, if I could follow up, sir, are you urging China to help isolate Russia? Are you urging China to help isolate Russia? Man.
Of
I'm
course
not prepared
he's not.
To comment on
this
that
kid's
the
still taking money from him.
And the last one.
President, how concerned are you that Putin wants to go beyond Ukraine into other countries and the U.S. will have to get involved if he moves into NATO countries?
Well, if he did move into NATO countries, he will be involved. We will be involved. The only thing that I'm convinced of is if we don't stop now, he'll be emboldened. If we don't move against him now with these significant sanctions, he will be emboldened.
He's emboldened already. He invaded a country, and we did nothing.
And it goes on the end here, and he asked some other guy a question. It was really actually one of the more cringy part. I'm sure there's going to be memes all about it. A gentleman that's from India. I don't know. Yeah, he definitely is from India. I don't know what he must be a journalist from India. Very thick Indian accent. Asked him a question, and it was super awkward. And they kind of like laughed, and then he had to re-ask the question again. Then Biden still didn't understand the question. Then he said he just went like this and waved and then left. It was really weird. And that's, I'm sure you're going to see the meme of it. But I mean, this is what we're talking about. If there's no way that you guys can't see that there's a possibility that possibly it could happen. It could. There is. No, there's not a single person on the planet who said that it couldn't be a possibility. All he's got to do is cross that line.
Biden straight said that he wants to restore the former Soviet Union.
He does.
And that we have to do something to stop it, to deter him from doing that.
Sanctions.
And his idea is that in a month from now, these sanctions will hit him and he will not want to go any further to restore the Soviet Union.
I don't believe that.
Meanwhile, we're looking at a two-front deal because now we have China that's being emboldened by this.
Yeah.
And nothing being done there. And they could easily piggyback off both of each other and just continue to take stuff.
But you know what? They're not going to mess with us because we use pronouns. Hey, on another note, Kyiv. Oh, Kyiv. 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 Kyiv.
Kyiv.
Kyiv. Kyiv. The mayor actually announced there was a curfew between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. Just after, apparently, since the Russian troops invaded it. So I want to throw that out there. Nothing that's going on over there. U.S. are deploying, like I said, 7,000 troops to Germany. Wow, couldn't get that one out there. To Germany, they include an entire armor brigade. And apparently it says enough capabilities and enablers. So they're just pretty much just a brigade.
The SFAB, good job, you guys.
There you go, guys. Yay. Probably Biden. Putin wants to reestablish Soviet Union. Putin has much larger ambitions than Ukraine, Biden has said. So if he knows that right now, why is he just say, you know what, the sanctions, let's go balls deep and just make it to where he hurts a little bit more. But
if you are going to go balls deep, like if you are going to sanction balls deep, sanction Putin.
So look what he goes. Biden everybody. Literally says Putin's desire of empire by any means necessary and repeatedly dodge questions on sanctioning Putin directly.
Any means necessary.
So and he did dodge care. Literally every single question. You got to be in a better mood now. A lot of things are going. Everything that we said was going to happen was going to happen. U.S. is also bracing for Russian cyber attacks. That's apparently been a big thing. Mm-hmm. Russia also seized Chernobyl. Don't exactly know entirely what they're going to do with the Chernobyl other than the fact that I guess they're still... I don't really know what you would do with Chernobyl. I don't know what you would do in Chernobyl. That's an entire subject in itself, I guess you'd say.
There's lots of things that you can do with Chernobyl. There's lots of things.
They did. They got Chernobyl, if you guys don't know that, as of right now. But anyway, there's been a large surge in requests to also join the military over there in Ukraine. Apparently now they're doing it.
And they've dumbed it down to where all you need is a passport.
All you need
and
is
they'll take you.
All they need is a passport, and they said that they're giving weapons to all patriots who are ready to use it against the enemy without hesitation, keeping the calm.
So they're going to create a paramilitary force.
Paramilitary. Or set up, basically they're setting up own little militias inside their countries, all it sounds like to me. Well, China, front. We'll see you over the next couple days. I do hope you guys enjoy this video over here. I know we uploaded three today. I don't know how we're going to get tomorrow over the weekend, but I do love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me over here on Speak the Truth. Please subscribe if you guys are new. Other than that, we are out. Thank you so much.
Peace.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.